Thank you for joining me. I'm Sandra Gopal. Today's topic is Jesus and prayer. The Gospels do not provide a detailed biography of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. However, the focus is on his prayer life. Jesus was passionate about his prayer life. He was a commander of prayer. His leadership was about prayer. He prayed that we should look up to him as an example and a mentor. He prayed that we would know about the power that moves the hand of God. He prayed because he wanted to be in constant communication with his Father. Jesus told us to pray, and he himself prayed. He always arose in the early hours of the morning to pray. He taught us to pray, and he commands us to pray. Prayer is our link and channel to the power and presence of God. The greatest men and women in the Bible valued prayer. They knocked and knocked on the doors of heaven until all of heaven was rendered open. They had great tasks ahead of them and would not let go of God. They didn't pray a quick prayer. Instead, they spent hours with God. They waited patiently in his presence. Jesus often withdrew to quiet, lonely places when he could have spoken to the masses of people that were looking for him. In spite of the immense demand on his ministry, he prioritized prayer. The intensity of the demands of ministry pushed him to pray more, to pray and pray. He knew that unless he prayed, he would be of no use to the people in need. He also understood the need to pray alone. He also understood what alone time with his Father meant. Luke chapter 5 verse 16 says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Luke 9 verse 28 says, "And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray." Luke chapter 6 verse 12 says, "And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." The Gospel of Luke majors on the prayer life of Jesus. He prayed before his baptism. He prayed before choosing his disciples. He prayed before he asked his disciples who the crowd thought he was. He took Peter, James, and John with him to a high mountain to pray. He prayed before Lazarus was raised from the dead. He gave his high priestly prayer at the Last Supper. He prayed 3 times at Gethsemane while he was under great stress. He prayed at the cross. He prayed at other occasions, sometimes all night. He prayed for children. You have to desire uninterrupted moments with your Heavenly Father. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 14 says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." What Jesus was telling his disciples was that you have to believe. Even before you pray, you should already see the answer, the miracle, and the breakthrough in the Spirit. He taught that we can face and conquer great difficulties by communion with Him and with faith in God. You have to have faith for that miracle. Don't ask God for something you do not believe that He will do. In order for our prayer to be effective, we must get out of ourselves and allow the Spirit of God to direct our prayers. Our will must bow down to His will and power. It is beyond our limited human reasoning and emotions. When you speak to God and have a consistent and intimate relationship with Him, you will know His will for you. Jesus put prayer into the hands of His disciples. They were His apprentices. It is absolutely essential to invest in our prayer lives in order to fulfill our aspirations. A builder doesn't become a builder overnight after dreaming about it. A doctor doesn't wake up one day with knowledge and skills to become a brain surgeon. An attorney doesn't talk all night in his sleep and then becomes an attorney the next day. Yet with spiritual things, people just expect somehow that God will download a sudden blast of power that will catapult us into a deep spiritual empowering experience. See, prayer was a huge part of the life of Jesus while he was on the earth. It was his daily discipline. It was morning discipline. He went to prayer for every situation. He prepared his day with prayer. Prayer brought him immeasurable power throughout his ministry. He prayed with passion because he knew the magnitude of the power that could be released even if only we would pray. Mark chapter 6 verses 45 and 46 says, "And straight away he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray." Jesus modeled a lifestyle of prayer. He often prayed and his prayers were intense. Prayer requires a wrestling in the spirit with passion and fervency. Jesus never gave up, and he doesn't want us to give up in prayer. Jesus is more than a model of faithfulness to God. He teaches us that when we are faced with temptation, when we are in despair, and when terror strikes in any area of our lives, we must turn to God in prayer. When we humble ourselves in the presence of the Lord and call on him for help, he is ready and waiting to lift us up and to sustain us. God waits to hear from us. He waits to put his angels to work. He wants to activate the forces of heaven upon the earth. God's purpose depends much on our communication with him. His hand halts or advances according to the level of our commitment and our prayer. Our prayer rests in him. Not to pray is disobedience in the sight of God. When we leave God out of the picture, there can be no progress in our lives. There can be no progress made in our difficult circumstances. The book of Revelation gives us a clear picture of God's position and stand on prayer. Angels are involved in our prayer. Revelation 8 verses 3 to 5 says, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayer of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came from the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it unto the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake." You see, our prayers go up but come back to earth with flaming power. Its power changes the atmosphere. God's plan and purpose is in our hands if we will only pray. You can listen to sermon after sermon, but it is of no value unless you get on your knees and pray. God can only intervene when we are in direct communion with him. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." The church needs more men and women praying. The church needs to pray like never before. The church is in dire need of people who will pray and continue to be consistent in prayer. Praying people are able to endure difficult situations. Prayer can never play a secondary role in one's life. God has made himself available to us. He has obligated himself to answer the prayer of his people. We have to move the hand of God. We have the power to move the hand of God. He has put his power in our hands in the form of prayer. If we don't pray, then we do not give God the opportunity to move his hand upon the earth for us. Prayerlessness leaves us at the mercy of the enemy. It leaves us in helplessness. Our problems and our difficulties stand still and continue to keep us in despair because of our prayerlessness. When we wait in our weakness for something to happen, we find that nothing happens. only because we fail to pray. Prayerlessness stands in the way of God's word being fulfilled. Prayerless people are a hindrance to God's purpose. Praying people never need to beg for anything. Praying people follow the heart of the Father and do His perfect will. Praying people never have to ask people to fund their mission trips, to fund whatever they have in their minds. Praying people never need to ask people to fund their evangelism. Praying people seek God and He provides miraculously. They allow God to use His influence. The Holy Spirit descends on praying people, keeping and creating an atmosphere filled with prayer. See, your strength and faith can only rise in an atmosphere of prayer. Never allow your family, friends, jobs, education, and skills to infringe on your prayer time. I encourage you today, we must go where He wants us to go and do what He wants us to do. We must aim to please Him because we represent an all-powerful and almighty God. God bless you.